I'd like to welcome Jill Watts to Art on the Air. Her show coming up at the Harold Stevens Gallery at WCUW is called A Visual Conversation with the World. The opening is Thursday, December 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. The exhibit will be up till February 2nd. And welcome Jill Watts to Art on the Air. Tell us all about yourself and your art and what the people can expect to see.
My curators have chosen mostly ceramic sculpture, which makes some kind of sense because I've always been interested in color and also three-dimensional work. It comes and goes. I'm sometimes able to do more than others because I have to make things at the craft center since I don't have the facilities to make things in my home. Pottery works for me mainly because it forces me to take time to really decide what I'm doing. And it's this dance between the material and my idea. Because you can have all these wonderful ideas, which I do. However, making them out of clay, out of earth, can be a real challenge. I'm not a natural. I was groomed by my mother to do artwork since my poor mother had to work after working to take care of all of us on photocoloring at home at night. And to keep me quiet, she would give me the extra prints she had in the days when before color photography. She was one of those people who hand painted your graduation pictures.
Oh, wow.
You've probably seen some of those.
Yes, oh yeah.
And she would give me the extra proofs and let me play on them with paint because it shut me up, kept me from jumping around, which drove her nuts. And, you know, it was fun for me. I could play with paint and her pictures. And so, you know, I gradually learned all about color and paint long before school. And then at school, it was reinforced when they figured out that I could do it.
And where did sculptures come in?
Well, at one point, I had realized that I was interested in portraying people, figures, and that really the backgrounds were a chore. It wasn't as exciting. So I started cutting out my figures so that they would stand freely. And some I've done on reflective surfaces so that the painting of the figure looks like it's in the room with you. And I've done a series of life-size pieces like this. But I realized then they're hard to put away.
Yeah.
And hard to show. I have had shows with them, but those were history. And I tended to make things out of whatever I could find and have. So the things that I made varied from stuff that I knew was not going to last, such as painting trash on a fake trash bag for the trash men.
Wow.
Just for the fun of it. Things like that. And I've done murals and that kind of stuff. When I started doing ceramics way back in art school, and then I had to stop because I didn't have the facilities and I didn't realize that I could probably keep doing it if I worked at that. And I started again after a stint in the Peace Corps, where I worked with clay with some of the children too, and worked with clay in an after school program also. But most of the work that I did has been well after that, after returning from the Peace Corps, and I was very lucky to get scholarships to the Craft Center for a while. And so most of the work that's in the show is during that period. So I would get an idea, make the thing, fire it, and then take it home and put it together with other stuff. Sometimes that would be a longer process and sometimes not so long.
Jill, can you describe what our viewers would be seeing if they come to the gallery?
Most of the pieces are based on what I was exploring in my life at the time. I was duly horrified about the pictures of the children washing up dad on the beach in the Mediterranean, which is why, of course, I ended up making the piece titled Boat People. And my thought was, we would not refuse these people refuge if we could see their faces, if they were individuals, if we could look them in the eye and know they were people like us, it would be much harder to, say, push them back out to sea or ignore them. And I think that, sadly, the political situation is such that people have worked very hard to demonize these particular groups of people and not have us see them as something, somebody like ourselves. And so that was the impetus behind making that particular piece. Other pieces had different thoughts behind them. I had been studying Zen Buddhism and the idea of the breath and the body being like a swinging door. You know, you breathe in and you breathe out. And as you breathe in, there's an unlimited amount before you. And as you breathe out, there's an unlimited amount within you. And so that piece called Swinging Door was based on Suzuki's quote about the swinging door as being the breath coming in and going out. And I'm not very good at meditating. In fact, you know, I probably would flunk, which is why I had made the inappropriate Dharma vessel. Because, yeah, I get distracted. Mm. Yeah, I can recite the words, but I often forget the meaning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that particular piece was done because that was how I was feeling at the time. And it was very interesting because at the very end, one of the people who was a lama said, and now who do you think the Buddha of compassion favored? The person who got it perfect or the person who needed a lot of help?
Right.
Out of compassion. And so some of it is tongue-in-cheek like that, but true. Other pieces are just in response to what was going on in the world at the time. I made a whole series of impatiently waiting ladies. And unfortunately, they're getting more and more impatient because things are changing for the worse for women.
Yeah.
So there are two impatiently waiting ladies in this particular show. And also the idea behind war and fighting seemed very appropriate to put in. Tony Brown was gracious enough to let me inscribe his poem about war on the back of one of my sculptures, which it's there to be read. And the idea behind the piece titled When Elephants Fight, the Grass Lies Down is the idea that the people who are really hurt are the little people, not the big people. And the creatures that are fighting have multiple heads in response to the idea that while you can get rid of one dictator, another one comes up. It's never over. The fight keeps going on. And some pieces are, you know, based on dreams. I've done a lot of work with dreams. Often find myself waking up with ideas for sculptures. And so I had made this dream image hat that I can actually wear, although I won't be wearing it at the show because it'd be hard to walk around with. It has visual images of a number of dreams, which, you know, again, I had to choose carefully because some didn't really work as visual images. And it was interesting to make because I found that I was noticing more about the dreams as I made it and more about the similarities between some of the dreams and how these particular dreams at times changed what I decided to do in the end.
And did they have specific meaning, you think, or?
Yeah. Oh, yes. One dream, especially where I was with a cat, and the cat's brain had been surgically removed, was cut in its head. It still had eyes and a panel on its chest. And I remember holding, in the dream, I was holding this cat up to the window in case it could still see.
Oh.
And I saw the cat as a metaphor for me and realized, okay, it's time to end this relationship, which I did eventually. The one time that I had a piece of artwork come to me, just kind of the way I ended up making it, was on the bus. It just shocked me. I saw this particular piece in my mind's eye and was able to make it. And that was startling, because usually it'll be an interaction between myself and the materials with numerous compromises and changes as I went, and also a learning and expanding on the process. I promise on my days to gallery sit that I will wear artwork.
Oh, wow.
Different artwork each time.
And you're the Thursday from 3 to 5?
Yeah, Thursday 3 to 5.
Come down to the Harold Stevens Gallery at WCUW, 910 Main Street, to see Jill wearing her pieces. That's cool.
These are not pieces in the show.
So other than sculpture, do you paint too, or is there any kind of art?
I do all kinds of things. Mainly, I was trained as a painter. I've been studying printmaking as a more recent thing, just because it interested me. One of the biggest problems with sculpture, and especially ceramic sculpture and neon sculpture, which I did before that, is that it's all breakable and very hard to set up and very hard to take down. And especially with the neon, can be dangerous if people touch the wrong things. So, you know, I'm trying to get away from that. You know, at least one of the pieces in the show is going to be sewn, embroidered. And the dream piece is made out of various materials. Wood, paper, glue, cloth, anything that seemed to lend itself to the dream, and paint. My latest thing is to try and make videos of some of the stuff, because while I can't move all of it, I can make it into an environment with videos, and that has intrigued me. Quite a few years ago now, I started planning a project that would include stuff made from raku that I started making quite some time ago, have never been able to finish because I stopped doing that kind of firing at the craft center. I have interviews with people that I feel should be acknowledged because they're very powerful. Some of these people, you know, have memories and information that gets lost, and in honor of them and their willingness to share their life stories, it felt important to do more than inscribe. I had originally inscribed the stories on these arms and called it Hands Up, Don't Shoot, and the various stories of various people and their experiences were really powerful. And that was shown in several places. But again, it was very hard to move, hard to set up, and not easy to put in a space. It needs a large space. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I can videotape these stories, which I've been doing.
Oh, that's great.
And I have stories based on prison, stories based on the wall, stories based on the glass ceiling, the artificial glass ceiling that women experience.
Yep.
And my idea was to project these kind of simultaneously, have people have to walk through, because the people who had these experiences weren't given a choice. So I've made, you know, fake bars out of black cloth that are weighted at the bottom. So you'd have to go into this prison, and these people are on the videos explaining their feelings and how they were trapped and what happened to them. Also various other forms of discrimination. And some funny things. You have to have some humor, otherwise it'd be just plain depressing.
I know, that is true. So your work, definitely, you're expressing yourself or your feelings or what you think is going on in the world.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, really looking forward to your show. It opens on Thursday, December 19th at the Harold Stevens Gallery at WCUW, 910 Main Street in Worcester. And like we talked about, on Thursdays, while her show is on exhibit through February 2nd, Jill Watts will be wearing some artwork during her open gallery hours on Thursdays from 3 to 5. And there are other open gallery hours. Please check our website for that. Mondays 12 to 3, Wednesdays 2 to 4, Thursdays 1 to 5 altogether, and Fridays 11 to 2. So get on down to see Jill Watts, A Visual Conversation with the World. Thank you so much for coming in. This was really interesting.
You.